Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like people write and or change lyrics to represent their own trials.
Really?
I was doing it for a friend. Couple of friends.
Oh, you're Sean. Writing for them. Sean, oh, because he does feel like. Oh, that's right.
They're both under the weather these days, as we call it. Right, Sean? Half the man.
Half the man, that's your new theme song?
Well, he's half the man.
Half the man. Well, now, though, he doesn't need that song because he takes those.
I'm a friend trying to help a friend. A couple of friends.
You are all that in a bag of chips.
Thank you.
So nice. All right, Sean, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me this this headline news. Sean is really, since you told him that there's stuff going on in the world, he's really started to produce.
He woke up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's woke.
He came alive.
Yes.
He came alive. He's no longer in that stupor.
Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton.
What? Sean found this?
Yep.
What's going on?
Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton. The fights, the lies, a final betrayal inside the pregnancy secret that triggered her walkout. Will he go back to Miranda?
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes, Queen, yes.
Where are you seeing this?
Right here in my hands.
I mean, but who's reporting
the
something?
The National Enquirer.
Oh, they're pretty good. That,
you know what? Remember, they have broken a few things.
Yeah.
They broke Michael Jackson. If you remember, they broke, who else did they break? Charlie Sheen. Well, they broke Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida, and these are all printed out of Hollywood, Florida.
Is it?
Yeah. And one of the big things about this was, at one time, the National Enquirer, you couldn't buy, you couldn't believe anything these papers said, right. But they got sued. They got really sued. I mean, millions upon millions of dollars. And the guy that owns it, all of a sudden, he went legit.
Yeah.
He had to get, the sources he needed in order to print these stories.
Exactly.
And it became much more of a magazine that actually had some teeth to it, you know?
Well, they've broken a lot of big stories that nobody believed.
They broke Bill Clinton.
Yes!
With Monica Lewinsky.
Mm-hmm.
That came from the National Enquirer.
I guess Blake Shelton is having a change of heart about having another baby.
Oh, my goodness.
With Gwen Stefani, since she already has like 8. Yeah. Another problem is there's a lot of fighting because Gavin Rosdell objects to her boyfriend spending time with the three sons. So he's made it very difficult to be around the boys. And Blake freaked out. And he said, how can I bring another child into these three boys' lives if they're not going to be full on, half brothers,
right.
if they're going to be denied, whatever.
Yeah, that's important.
It is, right? Yeah. And then I guess that Gavin freaked out because Blake put the boys on ATVs.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, I guess, huh?
The magazine Furler. What's Furler?
It's like further.
Okay, but different.
A little different. Spelled different.
Contends that Stefani says that Shelton was a rebound romance.
Mm.
And now he wants to start a brand new family, not being with somebody that already has three kids. He wants to start a new family. And who do you do that with? Miranda, who doesn't have babies.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yep.
I'm looking at the cover of this National Enquirer that you're reading.
Yeah.
Blake and Gwen split.
Yeah, world exclusive.
I think I like the story below it better. Prince Harry's humiliating hooker and drug scandal. Let's get to that one.
Well, that's also a world exclusive. Oh,
you see that?
I do.
He's got a hooker scandal.
Well, I think that's from the past. Remember when he was naked in Vegas?
Oh.
I think the hooker's coming forward that he gave money to for.
So it's old hookers.
Yeah.
It's not new hookers.
Young. Yeah. They weren't old.
He didn't have like an 80-year-old hooker.
Yeah. No, old story.
No, yes, but he got a young hooker.
I didn't mean like a walker or something.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. What do you think about this?
I don't know. I've said from the very beginning this would never work.
You did. And I love, you know, their love.
When that time that he built that, what was it, like tiki huts and stuff in his backyard in Oklahoma?
To make her
feel
happy.
Like she was in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't know if that works if you're in Oklahoma. I don't know if anybody in Oklahoma feels like they're in Hawaii.
That's one of the things. Stefani refuses to leave the life of Hollywood and settle down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, there you go. See?
She doesn't mind vacationing in Oklahoma, but she definitely doesn't want to move the whole family there and live in Oklahoma.
If you don't remember the story, he took the backyard, massive backyard, and he turned it into Hawaii. He put tiki huts, waterfalls, pineapple trees.
Yeah, he made it look like a damn trailer park.
Sure did.
It was horrible.
It was awful.
That mansion and then that tiki palace, that looked so stupid.
I know. But he thought that would do the trick.
Well, she thinks it's incredibly selfish for him to think an entire family should move up and move from California to live in Oklahoma. Where the
you know, you got to figure, when you look at that mansion in Oklahoma, and then you look at the tiki huts out back, that had to be a night of drinking for him.
For real.
Come up with that game plan.
Come on. Right. We're going to put a tiki hut right here.
I mean, that sounds like a drinking night to me.
That's a drinking weekend. When you get your buddies over, you're like, let's make some tiki huts.
Chill on it. We're going to put a tiki hut over here.
Yeah.
A waterfall right there.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of singers, this is a crazy story. Rihanna and Pink both turned down Super Bowl halftime shows.
Oh, boy. Now Maroon 5 has it. They hate to hear that news.
No,
it's now their third fiddle.
Yeah. I guess Rihanna passed on the opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl because of Colin Kaepernick.
She likes Colin.
She likes him a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She doesn't like the NFL being, mean to him.
She wasn't the only star who reportedly passed on the gig. Pink, who sang the national anthem in February, also turned it down. Because her decision was because they couldn't come to negotiations. So that's why. It wasn't related to her player protests or anything.
Yeah.
But I guess they were dragging out too long with the negotiations and everything that she wanted on stage and all that. And so she just said, you know what? This isn't my cup of tea right now.
Well, she wants that high wire act.
Yeah, she did.
You know, probably couldn't accommodate
that. That's exactly
that.
What she wanted.
Yeah, because they don't pay for this. So it couldn't have been negotiations over money.
Yeah. Well, I guess it would have looked stupid to have a big, like, crane in the middle.
She probably wanted, like a big wire going from one side of the stadium to the other, and she gets to dangle from the roof.
Because she loves to fly.
And she probably wanted to dangle and twirl during the game.
Oh, probably.
The whole time. That's a negotiation right there, right?
Yeah, that's a, like, that's going to be,
You see a pass, you know, down the field, and you see her twirling.
Yeah.
In the camera shot.
Well, they already have the cameras on wires.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, they can also get me from a side angle like this.
Yeah, she was making a lot of demands from what we hear.
I hope you all got that.
I got it. Because I saw you reacted created here in the studio.
I don't know if you didn't see me.
She did a big lean to the right.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So now I feel sorry. I'm with you. Maroon 5 here in their third fiddle.
It sucks for them, doesn't it? Because, you know, they felt like when that story first broke, you felt like, oh, my gosh, we're so big that we are the choice for the Super Bowl halftime by the NFL. And now we find out that everybody else on the planet turned it down.
And by the way, both of those, Rihanna and Pink, in my opinion, sorry to say, would have been better than Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Way better.
And they know it.
They know it.
Adam Levine knows. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, that's true. It's so sad. I don't know if you heard or not, but oh my God. 1D. What?
This is huge.
So big. One Direction friends getting back together.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the rumor.
It's not even a rumor. It's so real.
This story broke earlier this morning, and the world basically has come to a stop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not even seeing Trump news anymore because of this announcement.
It's so big.
I mean, that's how big this
CNN's
is.
CNN's covering it. Fox News.
Right.
Breaking news. One Direction, getting back together. I guess Zayn and Harry haven't talked forever, and it was a real sad story. And then Zayn wrote a song called Fingers and released it yesterday, and it's all about missing Harry. Do we have a little bit?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could come and love you. I could come and love you.
What
That's a song just begging to get back together.
Yeah. No, I wasn't playing, just confused. Just trying to play it smooth, start spinning in this room in the state I've been at you.
Because hey, Sean, why have you never written me a love song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember, he wrote his wife that one song.
Yeah, she's better than air.
Yes. Yeah, how's that go again?
Because I love you more than air.
Man.
I promise you, baby, I'll follow you everywhere.
And you do.
No matter where you go.
Good Lord.
He does follow her like everywhere.
Every time you ask him to sing, he just goes overboard.
Like literally.
I mean, he just takes it to the top.
You could invite her over for cocktails.
Yeah.
And like 5 minutes later, he's like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, yeah. He'll be out. He'll be in the driveway, first of all.
Oh, my God.
Then he'll make his way into the porch.
Or everywhere.
And in the door, here he comes.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey, what do you got to drink?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
What are y'all talking about?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'll wait outside for you in the car.
See what I'm saying? Right there in the car. He's even written a song about it.
Because I love you more than air.
Man. It moves me.
I'm going to write you one, BJ.
Okay.
I love you more than...
turds.
Pizza.
Pizza. No, I love pizza.
I would write it, I love you more than turds. Even birds, turds. I'm trying to think of rhymes. I don't know. I'll work on it.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know. All right, anyway, so then Zayn came up with this mega hit yesterday and released it. And then the creepy part is that Harry, the song is called Fingers, Harry yesterday wore a shirt that looked like just the album cover with fingers all over it.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
That means he got the message.
Yep.
Fully got it.
Yep.
Had time to go print a shirt.
Yeah.
And then wore the shirt.
Yes.
Just to send a message back to all the fans that we're getting back together.
That we're okay. Oh. You and I. Just you and I. This is a sweet story. Aaron Rodgers is completely in love with Danica. Yeah, Danica, yeah. Patrick.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, she's at every game and is sweet.
Well, I know, but he confirmed it. He said, we're just two people who enjoy being around each other. We love each other very much. We're really into each other and we're really attracted to each other. He says, really a lot.
Yeah.
We really enjoy traveling. She's a great travel companion. We went to India and Africa. We go domestically. We have fun. She's a good travel partner because she's so laid back and low maintenance. Aww, yeah. That's so sweet. Is she doing anything now?
No, but...
What?
I don't know if I'd want to be with her, though.
She could kick your ass driving.
Well, I'm just saying, you never get to drive.
You couldn't drive?
I love to drive. And she, you got to figure that she gets in the driver's seat. She probably sprints to the car when they're going somewhere. Just to get in the driver's seat to beat him to it. He can't feel like a man.
It reminds me of that time when I had a boyfriend that didn't know how to have a boat.
Yeah.
And I let him drive my boat. And so all of a sudden we hit, I felt something, and all of a sudden the boat was vibrating, right? I was like, grrr. And I said, you know what? I think we've taken a part of the prop out. And he's like, we have not. That's something wrong with the engine. I said, no, the vibration tells me the piece of the prop is missing because I know that vibration.
Yeah.
We tilt up both motors. Sure enough, an entire piece of the prop is gone.
Gone.
I'm like, how can you not know that? Mm-hmm. And then another guy I dated, he had to ride bitch on my Sea-Doo. Do you know how embarrassing that is?
No, I've never done it.
Oh.
I don't think I could. I'd just swim.
Right?
Yeah. If you offered me a ride to shore and I had to ride Behringer, I'd just swim.
He had no idea how to ride a Sea-Doo, so I was like, oh, my God.
Like, okay. I'll meet you there.
Remember when Splash. Sean had to ride bitch on a motorcycle?
Oh, and that was a night after a night of shame.
Of shagging?
Shame.
Shaming, shagging. Shagging, shame.
I had both. Shag shame.
That's when you had the mullet and flowing in the wind.
I was wearing the mullet on the back of that girl's motorcycle. Like
short shorts?
Like a boss.
Did you wear your white boots that day?
I had the white boons.
Cowboy boots.
The tore up jeans.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure did.
Two things. BJ, you said that he grew pineapple trees.
Yeah.
That Blake was growing pineapple trees. I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
I guess they don't grow on trees.
They don't grow in trees?
No.
Well, it's coconuts, right?
Yeah.
Well,
It's close. It had apple in it.
I don't know Hawaii.
Yeah, no, they're pineapple bushes.
Yeah.
Really?
Well.
Hmm. The other one is, Danica sucks because she only knows how to make left turns.
Oh, the old driver joke.
That is a driver joke. Yeah. That is a nasty.
But you got to figure she wants to drive everywhere.
For sure,
now,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with them sharing, but you got to figure she hogs the wheel.
But I think that Lisa, doesn't she drive you a lot?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, you bite your lip.
Whoa.
How dare you?
You think I'm Sean Swallows?
Wow.
Well,
wow.
That's true. I don't drive.
You don't drive. No. You don't drive.
That's funny that you say that. So.
No. I despise that. So, and I'm being serious.
This is funny because I don't know why I have this in my head. The same thing happened to me. Okie dokie and I were wherever we were last weekend. And so I was, we were in my car and I go, oh, no, you have to drive. I didn't want to drive him.
Who are you with again? Oh,
shut up.
No, I didn't catch it. I was listening to this beautiful music in the background. I get caught up singing Hollywood and I don't hear it every time.
But my
who
point
was it
is,
again?
My point is, why is it a thing? Like, I couldn't drive my own car. I had to let him drive it.
Who's him?
Drive your car?
I had to have him drive my car because I didn't want to be driving him in my passenger seat.
I get that.
No, you don't.
No, I do because...
No, you don't. You let your wife drive you everywhere.
How do you get that?
I don't get it for my life. I understand it. Why you would do that because then it makes him look less weak. If he's in the passenger seat, like where I sit, you look weaker than you do when you're driving the woman
around. Who's him? I keep hearing this music.
Hey.
I keep singing Hollywood.
But some guys don't care if they look weak sitting in a car, their woman driving.
Yeah.
Very few.
And if you think about it, in the past, he had other girls drive my car.
Yeah. Hmm. Who's he? Hollywood. Who is he? Who are we talking about?
I don't know.
Can somebody fill me in on something?
Sometimes you can recycle and feel okay about it. I feel pretty strong about it.
Yeah.
It's all that matters then.
Yeah. It's my life.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to live it.
We can hear it in your voice. Hollywood.
Okay, there you go. Tell my trash
Hollywood.
Is over. Good night, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.